And we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time for our car review. We try to do these each week as we have cars to do. Richard, this week, 2024 Volvo V90 Cross Country B6 all-wheel drive. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, no kidding. That isn't it?
Wow. All right. So the V90 is one of their larger cars, right?
It is. It's one of their. Well, I'm probably going to get frowned on for saying this, but it is their station wagon.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
But that's not a bad thing. Bad thing, right? You know, it used to be a bad thing, and it's not as much a bad thing anymore. And the reason I'll say that is this. It gives you an insane amount of room, Dad, that you just can't. Well, there's a reason that, I'll just say it, station wagons did great for how many years?
A long time. I grew up with them. They were a great vehicle back in the day.
I was going to say, you grew up with a station wagon. You know all about the station wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are just really great for room, for kid room, for trunk space, that sort of thing. There's not really a whole lot that's changed for this year. It's part of the second generation of this car that they introduced back in 2017. So if you've seen this car around, you've probably driven it, right? There's not a whole lot else going on with this vehicle. It's a mid-size 5-passenger wagon. It's a little bit taller of a vehicle than just your standard car or a sedan, which is nice in terms of ride height, but it's also not as big as your typical SUVs, right?
Right.
That's a really nice piece of it. It's got standard all-wheel drive, which is great. It's got a turbocharged engine. Let me get to the specifics here as I'm kind of going through. It's a really great vehicle, one that I enjoy driving. The one that we drove was kind of apportioned with pretty much everything that you could want. Heated and ventilated seats, heated steering wheel, all the different climate control options, your infotainment system, heads-up display, 360-degree camera system. It was priced right about $75,000 for the model that we drove, which is kind of right where you would expect. I guess you can get it anywhere for probably in the mid-50s to about, like I said, the mid-70s, which is okay. The one that we drove. It's got a lot of the nice apportionments that Volvo's become accustomed to if you've seen or ridden in the Volvo.
They do a really nice job on their interiors, by the way, as you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, very, you know, nice stylings, nice apportionments, nothing that feels cheap or off-putting. The infotainment system does take a little bit getting used to, and here's just a small gripe, especially because we're on AM 560 here. There's no AM radio in this car, Dad.
Yeah.
It's something that I don't love. I hate it. I hate it, to be honest with you, just because, especially, you know, I listen to sporting events, right? And a lot of sporting events are on AM radio these
right.
days, especially
right.
here in Colorado. So it's something that's picky, and obviously listening to you, even though there's different options there. Fuel economy, 22 and 19 in terms of what they slated, so an average of 25. And that's right about where I was at, Dad. I drove this car kind of all over the place. I did have to put a little bit of fuel in it. But outside, it actually went up to a Bucky's here in Colorado for the first time, which that's the second part of the review we'll have to get to. Overall, Dad, really enjoyed this car. As I mentioned, turbocharged engine underneath the hood, so it works really well at our altitude. And just a fantastic car to get in and just drive, right? You don't have to do a whole lot. Got a phenomenal sound system as far as that goes. And then in terms of safety, Dad, we've talked about this with Volvo, sort of second to none, right? They do a really good job at obviously outfitting these cars and making them really safe to drive, and it feels like that. And so obviously we kind of get to our last part, you've driven these cars in the past, and again, they haven't really changed these from 2017. And again, for being that wagon style, which I know is not super popular these days, it's actually a really great car.
Oh, I've driven Volvos now as far as the press fleet goes for a very long time, well over a decade. Every time I get in one, the fit, the finish, the comfort, the enjoyability in driving the car, always top when it comes to the safety end of things. Of course, that's what they're the most well known for. I love, and I'll just say this, I love their leather seats. I think they do as good a job on the leather as some of the other more high-end vehicles even do, Richard. In other words, their comfortability and how they do things is really second to none. I mean, Volvo's is known for very, you know, for all sorts of things safety-wise, including, by the way, most people don't realize, the seat belt itself. The reality is, very safe car, very plush, very luxurious. And I think the other thing I enjoy about Volvo is just the way the entire package works. It's quiet, they perform well. I mean, just all around usability. I mean, I give them high marks all the time. I actually love their vehicles.
And you are the best. They've got, you know, tiny little Sweden flags kind of stitched into the seats. It's really phenomenal. And I misspoke. I want to make sure I correct this. It's got a turbocharged and supercharged 2-liter 4-cylinder that combined with the mild hybrid system generates 295 horsepower, 310 foot-pounds of torque, as well as an 8-speed automatic transmission. In other words, this thing gets up and goes when you need it to. Works really, really well. So, yeah, like you say, that if folks haven't driven a Volvo in a while, I encourage you, go test it. See if it fits for you. Four full-size adults. You can fit two full-size adults plus some car seats in here if that's your jam, or even some booster seats. And we encourage folks to do that. Check out every vehicle before you buy it as best you can. And when you head to your local Volvo dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.